that's what we're doing.
But
here we are.
This is us.
Are we live again?
Getting it down.
Yes, we are. We are live again.
Are they? What mics are picking us up? By the way, I'm Andy Julia. How are you?
All right. These are picking us up for here.
Right.
This should be picking us up for
Facebook Live.
All right. So I don't know if we can hear it or not. If not, we'll have to move a microphone a little bit closer.
We're sideways.
Get through the speaker.
Yeah.
All right, we got it.
Facebook Live experiment is not working with John Harris.
Hello.
There you go. We had it all.
It's hard on a 60-year-old man.
Facebook go live.
60 plus, get it right. So, Dave D is trying to help me out here. It's one of those things where we had it all set up.
Sorry if you suffer from motion sickness.
Yes, if you're watching. But if you're listening, you're safe.
Yes.
Yeah, you're pretty safe.
Yeah, if you're listening to the public John.
On Wildfire Radio.
Or
Google Play or iTunes.
There you go.
There we go. I'm here with a very special guest, Andy Julia.
Hello.
Who is co-founder of Jersey Comics.
Yes.
Host of the former and maybe once again Idiots Radio Show.
Maybe.
We're hoping. Well, the rest of us are hoping because it's off.
We got people commenting already.
Yeah, already?
On here,
what are they
on the live feed.
Because I'm not getting a bucket. They're like, when are you guys going to do something right? John. Oh, Tom Verb is watching. Tom, I don't know if you can still hear me. So says we're live again. What do you got? Yeah, we are.
We are live.
Maybe we can do it a different way. Maybe we can do it from now. It's not going to work. Rotate your phone.
All right, anyway.
This is
entertaining.
It's not really.
So, John, what's the Public John all about?
The Public John. Tell us about the... Thanks a lot, fellas. there we go. But I don't want to hold this the whole time. And if we use that, and then it goes into rotate your phone. There we go.
Then we'll
all right.
Anyway,
I think we got... So we're moving around on Facebook Live, folks, if you're watching. I don't know if you can hear us or not.
All right, I'm live.
Andy's live.
I'm live on Facebook.
There we go, Andy's
Hello.
Live. Let's
I'm
see.
On Public John, John Harris' new podcast.
And it is going like, it's
now
going.
It's working.
It's working.
Now your feed's working.
Yeah, he's holding it like you would hold.
Hi, Kathy, I'm Chrissy.
Like, remember the days when you would hold an antenna, the TV antenna outside?
Obviously, this is the first show for John.
Obviously, it is.
That was a technical difficulty.
We had everything. I thought I had everything all set up, but apparently not. And
I let
it was. But thank you, folks, for tuning in. And we are going to make this interactive at some point. I think Dave has some kind of an engineering setup here. I think Dave's got an engineering degree. What do you think, Look?
And he's still got his show. His podcast is still running.
And the podcast.
And the whole time it's like.
And but there we go. Close.
So if you could cut the first like 15 minutes of your podcast,
we can edit that and just go on.
So is it still going? It's still going.
Dave Dudley is also with us.
Dave Dudley is also with us. A big part of our Jersey comedy company. He's helped out here with the photography, with the sound. I don't know. Can you hear us on Facebook Live right now or not?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Your phone from a pizza tray.
They should be coming through.
That's
light.
All you get.
No, I mean, what camera's picking this up?
That.
Andy's.
Andy's. Your phone's picking up this.
Yeah, I know. I did it on here because
we weren't. But Dave's got it. Dave repaired our high-tech camera.
High-tech camera.
Thanks, Dave.
This is the best because right now I'm on my phone.
He's on his phone, live.
We got these iPads up on here. I look like I'm talking to myself.
And yes, that's why.
Over there is the camera. So,
can you folks hear us? Can you folks hear us on Facebook Live? Somebody let us know if that would be great because we're checking the microphone situation as well.
I'm going to say that they can hear us live.
I think so. Because
yeah, I think they can.
Because okay. Why would they be on for however long?
Well, yeah. Well, let's just hope they are.
Hi, Gene.
Hey, Kathy, my sister-in-law joined. Hey, Kath, how's
yes.
it going? Either she joined or
yes.
my brother joined. Carly Casey says Carly Casey, thank you. She says you are good. I think she's talking to you.
Right. Yeah, they can hear us. They're all saying they can hear us.
Oh, awesome. So
yeah,
you guys are.
Here.
So So you guys are getting feet. I'm getting. Oh, Dave Dudley joined. Thanks, Dave. Dave joined.
So I can see people respond and I can answer with my mind.
And you can answer, or I can answer, or somebody can answer.
Hi, Judy. Fred, what's happening?
So you guys are getting.
Mr. DiDonato, how are you, sir?
So that's great. So you're getting them on yours?
I'm getting them on my feet, yeah.
Okay, I'm not getting them here. Okay, well, because they don't like me as much as you. But that's why you're here as the guest.
I guess. But people just dropped off.
So.
And then we got a couple coming back. So anyway.
Well, I'll message my wife. I'll tell her to tune in.
That'd be cool.
One more viewer.
We're 82%
of the numbers here, you know?
That would be great.
Joey Giannini, what's up? Scotty, what's up?
So, we're going to have to figure out a way so that I'll be able to count the viewers at some point, but and listeners. Like, anyway. For now, it's the first one, and I still wanted to have first one or not with all the technical glitches. My friend Danny Julie, I wanted to have him on. To me, that was between you and Dave. To me, the first one, we could all go back at this a while back and go, what was that first show? Fucked up.
Right.
And we'd be right. Yeah. So there we go. We do have one audience member, Margie Homie.
Homie. What up,
Homie? Yo, what up? Margie Homie's here.
What's up, Brian?
Push comedy big time. Hey, Brian, how are you?
Andrew.
We should just left this on your feet, I think. Because I'm getting bumpers over here. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Scott, you keep saying that my live count is going down. I got like 8 on there, which is, that's not right at all.
Okay.
And, but I got a bunch saying that they're on, so I don't know.
And I got 4 over here, and that's probably right.
Anyway, this is John's first time doing this podcast.
Chrissy, for telling me you can hear me. I appreciate it. So they can hear us. You're right, dude. That's good.
Hi, Steph.
Margie's here. Margie can hear us because she's in the room. So if she can't hear us, then we really have a problem. What are you up to?
You keep saying that like I got 7 viewers.
Well, the big thing for me is having Andy on, Dave on, and my first real podcast with Public John is because of the crap going on in my life.
Right.
And it makes me pissed off. So what better place to go than, you know, the John?
Right.
And me dealing with the public, it's not easy. So this is a big adventure. We're going to go out and try to deal with the public. Part of it, guys, is I'm going to try and go to different places and have guests and go to different public places. But there may be times when we're going to be in a room like, it won't be my basement day. But be in a room somewhere with just a guest and say, what's going on? So
I see you got my rider, by the way.
You're welcome.
I can definitely see this show. Moving to your basement. And I serve like pizza rolls.
Hot pockets, yeah. Ooh, hot pockets.
Pizza cool. And bacon, you have pizza and
tech. Well, can you imagine trying to be Andy Hot Pocket? This is Italian that eats pizza, for real.
Right.
Andy uses a pizza flavor.
I did get, they did have cold pizza here, so that was good.
Yeah, we did.
I had a slice of cold pizza.
Yep. And
I had to buy my own coffee because, you know, he's too fast. Hey, come do my show. You get nothing.
But here's the key. I didn't offer anything. Hey.
But he has to do the show. You can have something.
I did. Well,
that's not true. You get to carry all this equipment out of the
That's true. I thought Aerosmith was playing here. There's so much equipment in this fucking place for this podcast.
And you know what's really cool? It didn't fucking work.
Yeah.
It didn't work to start with. Yeah.
True.
So, hey. But I'm kind of used to that. A couple other places I do things. Sometimes we have some glitches.
Okay, I got a bunch of friends on here. Tiffany. Hi, Tiff. Haven't seen you in forever. Gina Martinelli.
Dave, who actually is the guy that helped us get started, wants to know when you're getting started.
All right, so go ahead. Fire away.
So we're fired away.
I'm ready for your bullshit
gang,
questions.
That's it, gang. You can ask Andy if, as well, and I guess you can do that on his feed.
Are you going to play this game? Or you can ask me anything.
You can ask us anything.
You know, anybody who follows me knows I'm an open book. I talk about it all the time on Facebook.
Yep,
on my old show that I miss so much.
And if you're on my feed, same thing. You can ask myself, Andy, or D&D a question.
I know.
We'll be ready to answer that.
All right.
It might not be a truthful answer, but you know, you'll get an answer.
All right, so
are we guaranteeing an answer?
Or not? I'll answer whatever. I don't care.
Okay, so we are guaranteeing an answer. Like you said,
Buddy Harris is on.
Hey, buddy. I don't know, buddy. Hey, my friend Lisa joined. Hi, Lisa. How you doing? We're this is the first Public John podcast, and
the public.
Hey, there's Adam from Leatherhead. There it is.
By the way, we are live at Leatherheads. If you're in the area, stop down. Beer.
Can I get a Pepsi on Johnstown?
Beer, whatever.
Yes,
nice.
Actually, that's true. Put them out.
But we also no, but I got coffee. That I
got coffee. It's professional. He brought his own coffee. He doesn't want anything else. But you heard the offer. You heard the half-ass offer.
We do monthly shows here. Our next show is October 19th. We're here. We're also doing the comedy. We're having comedy that night. Of course, it's comedy night. And we're also going to put in our comedy contest in between a comedy show. It's three comics. It'll be great. So we'll do that. Troy Morso is headlining that show.
Correct.
And then the following week, we're in Elmer. John, what's the details on that?
New Dodgers Market.
New Dodgers Market.
It's on 55 Chestnut Street, which is right on the corner of Route 40 and Chestnut. So you won't miss it. It's not bad at all. Beautiful room. Holds about 50 people. That is dinner and a show for
dinner 30. Dinner and show.
Dinner and comedy show for 30. Or
that's right.
You can purchase just dinner for 15.
Right.
Or you can purchase just the show for 15.
So you can just eat and
eat. Or you can not eat, come in and have some fun. Or you can do both.
I'm pretty sure you won't miss it if it's in Elmer, because Elmer is like 1 square mile big.
Yes.
Right. So it's right.
Everybody's coming out.
Yeah, it's near the diner. Anywhere you're near the diner.
All right. So I have two questions. I have two questions from our fans that I have answered.
Yes.
This girl Tiffany that I knew from when I used to have another job. She's no longer Wawa anymore. She wants to know what I think of Heritage. Heritage is awesome. I think their hoagies are better than Wawa.
That's wow. Definitely.
And I'm a Wawa whore, and she knows it. But, yeah, wow. I would say, and it's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth
it.
Pizza Watson meats, and Tiff's awesome, too. She's a good chef.
Heritage is slow. It's slow, but it's better.
It's slow, but it's better, right? You can get in and out of there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Nobody breathing that in now.
Hey, Vicky, thanks for joining us.
My sister. Oh, Vicky got it. Oh, Vic, I love you.
He does.
My sister, Jay.
What's up, Jeffrey?
Do I still take all my clothes off to take a shit? Inquiring minds need to know. Yes, I do. I am completely naked and I'm a home pooper. I only poop at home. So. Hi, Liam.
Oh, nice.
Jen. You wanted to be on this show.
Angeles Rodriguez. No. I was still back on being completely naked when you
take it. Oh, yeah. Well, that had been like that since I was little. Really? I was a baby, yeah.
I was going to say, when you were little.
Mm-hmm.
When you were little.
No, I was.
Were you little? Yeah. Angeles Rodriguez, como esta, mommy? How you been? I haven't seen you in a long time. Are you still in Florida? Let us know. And if you remember, guys, if you have questions for either me on Andy's page or on my page here or Dave Dudley, any of the three of us.
And yes,
Dave
I still make
Pete, Urban Comedy Legend.
I still make a shipment when I use the bathroom.
You do?
Yes.
So, John,
yes.
When
still a mitt? Like a mitten kind of
thing? Yeah, I grab it. I make a shipment.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you go through a lot of paper, huh?
Well, because of my hand size.
Right.
They're huge. His fingers are huge.
Do you pre-fold?
No, I just
like while you're waiting, it's coming out, you're pre-folding your squares.
No. I wait until it's all done.
Folks, let us know what you do. That's an interesting topic.
I pre-fold.
Heather, I'm just being on the air.
I pre-fold. Yeah.
But I'll be back soon. I'll be back on the air soon. I'm doing a countdown show. It's not going to be anything like The Idiots. I've been wanting to do a show like this my whole life. The Idiots was fun. We had a great time. That may be coming back in another outlet. But this other show is actually like a Casey Kasem countdown show. I'll do
Casey.
I'll pick a year, and then I go right down and count, you know, the top hits of that year. And it's called Reeling in the Years Countdown with Andy Julia. So that's coming up in November, so check that out.
Casey Kasem?
Casey Kasem.
Who did? Whose voice?
He did Shaggy's.
Yeah, exactly. It's good. Shaggy's voice.
So when you came up with the idea of the Public John podcast, were you on the job?
Yes. If not, I should have been. So I'm going to go with yes.
Hi, Sharon. I'm
solid.
Hi.
Squirty.
Daryl, what's going on? I got people popping up.
You got people popping up.
Yes.
In neglect.
Yes, I am.
And please, because of the technical difficulties, please keep hopping on to Andy's if that works better for you. But we're also on my page, John Harris Live, Facebook page, John Harris.
Yeah, you got the full feed. not just my big head, on John's actual website, John's Facebook page,
which is John Harris and
John Harris.
It's just John Harris right now. I got it on the main.
I got a second pizza tray if you want to drop your phone back. Aim it in for
it. You can, yeah. In other words, he's got another camera stand.
I tried to share it earlier. It wouldn't let me share. It wouldn't let me do anything, really.
Jeffrey Michael. Jeffrey Michael joined us.
I can't comment on anything.
Yeah. I don't know if I can either.
Yo, Beck. What's up? So, yeah. So, we're on Wildfire Radio right now, too, on Public Joe.
Yes.
With host John Harris.
Hey, how's it going?
So, do you have any questions for me?
Do I have any questions for you? Well, you just answered the radio show question, which I knew was coming.
Right.
Doing anything else, Steve?
Well, we got two shows coming up.
Right.
The Idiots is getting revamped.
Okay.
I'm working on that. I don't know when that's going to happen, but that's getting revamped. And, well, we got the radio show coming up.
Right.
What else we got coming up?
We
got a bunch of shows.
Elmer, we're going to have...
that I'm not going to talk about yet.
Oh, stuff.
I don't like putting it out there, it's jinx. So I just wait.
Good point.
I only talk about things that are solid, so.
That's a good move.
That's it.
Yeah, I think it is.
City Ferris, what's happening? Walt White? Danny Summerson? Jan, what's up? We're live on the Public John.
You're on the Public John.
No, no jinx. I don't jinx anything. I don't talk about anything unless it's solid. But, Bottom Feeder's coming out on DVD. So
there you go.
That'll be soon.
There you go.
I'm in that.
You are in that.
We won the Audience Award at the New York Film Festival, so that was cool.
And that's coming out this month, right?
That's coming out in the end of November.
The end of November.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
So that's cool. It's a mockumentary. It's about comedy. It's funny as hell. I love it. Check it out. Yeah, it actually turned out.
The trailer is on YouTube, right?
Yes. You pull the trailer up on YouTube, and I think digital download is available.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, so check that out. It's called Bottom Feeders.
Bottom Feeders.
And I'm in it.
So, and I should have been, because I'm Bottom Feeder.
I didn't even know you then.
No.
It was like, it's a really cool story, though.
Yeah.
It was like years ago, I think.
Yeah.
And we did the Nevin Cummings show, Staten Island Comedy Show. And Nevin Cummings is the host, which we've been invited to.
Okay.
We'll be doing that.
Cool. Nice.
Anyway, so. We were there, and we shot the show, and they did it like a documentary about comedy, like the lower, you know, the beginnings of comedy for comics.
Right.
And then they wound up, I guess it was shelved for a while.
Right.
They got the money to finish it, and then they put it out there. It was entered in the New York Film Festival, and wound up getting accepted. And then we wound up winning the Audience Award. So
sweet.
It was cool.
Very nice. Very nice.
John Perino, we're up in heaven.
John!
Your favorite place.
John, how you doing? Steve Ziegler joined. Thanks, Steven.
Jen Sanborn.
If you have any questions, of course, let us know. This is interactive, so...
You can ask me anything.
Ask Andy or me. Craig Lynch joined us. You remember Craig Lynch, right?
Yeah, I roasted Craig Lynch Saturday.
That's right. That was in your Saturday, wasn't it? How'd that go?
What's up, Craig?
How'd that go?
It was great. It was a great time.
Do you want to get on camera, David? It would be nice. These people are listening to a disembodied voice. You can sit over here.
You're going to get a lot of money.
You guys want to get a spot at the table. I got to earn my spot at the table.
You just earned it, Dave. Congratulations.
Dave, remember when you came on and did my show, you got your own chair?
Oh, yeah. Well, he had his own chair. He just didn't want to take it.
Even offered you water. We had it.
Got to get up on camera, man. This is like the past, present, the future.
Oh, we got a question from our audience.
Oh, my God. So this is a show that talk about what pisses you off. What pisses off each one of you guys? Like, what is the most, like, heinous thing that you just can't stand?
Who's starting? Do you want to start?
No, yeah,
start with Dave.
Let's start with Dave.
Name one thing that pisses you off there, Dave. Oh, I got mine.
Craig, the roast was amazing. Thanks, Dave, too. All right, go ahead.
Thanks, Craig. Thanks for having me, man. That was great. It was a lot of fun. Sorry I couldn't stay. Stick around later in the night and everything. One thing that really bugs me is people that, you know, come to shows and they want to just criticize.
Right.
They're not there to enjoy themselves. There's always one in the crowd, and he's just there to tell you you're not as funny as his favorite comedian on HBO. You know what I mean?
Oh, no.
Them guys, that's what really bothers me.
Yeah, I agree with you.
John?
Yeah.
Not me?
Oh. Because I'm still searching for what?
Let's see. Fake people. I can't stand fakes. I hate them. Liars, cheats, thieves, can't stand them. There you go. How's that? That's what pisses me off.
I don't mind fake people. Like inflating.
No, I can't. No. I don't like fake people at all.
Other than that.
They're the same people that get, like, you know, you'll either a comedy show, it doesn't have to be a comedy show, it could be anywhere, and they'll look down their nose at it for saying, you know, something filthy, kidding around, right. You know, whatever. Right. They'll look down their nose and they'll go home and crank out some, like, pills or, you know, do a lot of coke or something.
Yeah.
You know?
I can't believe them guys, man.
I'm so much better than them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bottom feeders.
Yeah. Doing a rail right off the tub.
Yeah.
They haven't washed. They haven't scrubbed.
Yeah. At least wash the tub. You have the drug dealer, so, junkie scumbags. So apparently, you don't like fake people. I'm kind of the same way. Well, it's like I'm like not only fake people, but I just hate hypocrites.
Or delusional idiots.
Yeah, I just
you
hate
know what I really hate them.
What do you hate? I really hate liver. I hate
when I'm invited on a podcast that has no real meaning and we just keep rambling about different things.
There's no format at all.
Hence the public John getting crapped on again, folks. Thanks for tuning in so far. Yeah.
Sure, dude.
No problem.
Thanks.
Sure.
Hey, if you guys want to pile on the crap on me too, facebook.com/John Harris right now. Also, some folks on Andy Julia, facebook.com/AndyJulia. We're also going to, for some reason, edit this and replay it on Wildfire Radio next week, as well as Google Tunes and iPlay. The Public John's going to be a weekly radio show on wildfireradio.com.
Yes, and this is his first
and this
show.
Is the first one, so forgive me, please.
Dan Dye, am I in competition with who?
Thanks,
Dan. For hairstyles? No.
No.
Because mine is better.
Ooh,
hi, Sarah, Angela, Taj!
Well, we could do that.
What's up, bro?
Clay? Jimmy Church joins. Hello, Jimmy. How you doing?
Freddie's going on. Nice.
Remember, all you folks can ask us questions as well if you want, Dave's urban
I got a question for you, John. I got a question for you.
Julia's just a
I just spilled my coffee everywhere.
See, that's why I didn't
get it. If you knew this podcast was going live on Facebook and stuff, why wouldn't you, like, give me some heads up so I could have shaved or something?
I'm pretty sure my dude was looking for a week that was going to be on Facebook.
Yeah, but we know this week. 2 weeks. We didn't think it was really bad. We didn't think it was really bad.
But I didn't really. Yeah, I was going to say. The shaving part.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, here, there you go.
I feel like Elvis.
Our audience.
My audience.
I couldn't believe all the members of our audience.
No one else can understand me.
The audience doesn't realize that it is like 95 degrees in this room right now.
That's it. Yeah, it really is. Yeah, I want to thank Leatherheads for turning on the air conditioner. No.
I want to
thank you. They're sweating you out, John.
Yeah. Huh?
They're trying to sweat you out.
They are, and they're succeeding, I think.
We're Leatherheads right now. It's Leatherheads Pub. We're actually upstairs in the comedy area.
Let us come up here. It's Leatherheads Comedy Club. We've been here almost a year.
Next month is our anniversary.
We've already talked about our year show anniversary, and they've been great to us. We've had some great crowds here.
Yeah, we've had probably, eight or nine sold-out shows in a year?
Yeah.
And the only reason why the other ones weren't sold out is because it was summertime.
It was summertime.
You ain't getting nobody here for summer.
I was going to say, you guys all know what you guys were doing this summer, so everybody else was.
Man, I was going ham all summer.
What were you doing?
Going ham, man.
Okay, he's going to ask, what is that?
Hi, Michelle, hi, Jamie, Roe, and Tom. Ryan, what's up? Got people joining off the mic.
Yeah, who wants to put my face on it? You know what I mean?
That's true.
It's going to start.
Yeah, all the humans are saying Dave's on it.
Yeah, check them out.
Jen, what we do is, I know people have asked this before about the open mic at Leatherheads. It's not actually an open mic. What we do is, if you've never done comedy before and you want to try, we have a thing we call a free spot. And, I mean, we'll open it up. We open it up at every show. Anybody who wants to try it out, think they're the funniest person in the world. You think you're the funniest person in your family, get up here, and you can do it in front of a crowd. So just let me know. If you want to do a free spot, we'll do it. What's up, Glenn?
And actually, all they need to do normally is let us know.
And pretty much the three spot always goes over 3 minutes.
Yeah.
It does, yeah.
That's what I've noticed.
Have you ever noticed? We had one week. We practically had to shut the whole mic off.
Well, we're challenged for our time.
We are. It's supposed to be a 3 spot, and it ended up being like a 9 spot. It was like, so we did
well, nine on the next 2 shows.
Right. Make up for it.
It's a map.
Tires on falling tooth.
What's not good? Only here on Wildfire Radio and FacebookLive.com can you hear Dave and Julia.
That's right.
Has something stuck in his tooth.
Exactly.
All right, let's go to play by the. Dave, I think Andy right now is having a little bit of a problem.
No, I got it out, dickhead.
Right away, dickhead, he says. Oh, fighting back.
So here's what I want to talk about since
it's open format tonight.
Yeah. So a couple of months ago.
What happened?
We did a show in Turnersville, all right, at the Vinyl Cafe.
Yes.
Nobody ever gets me, all right, pranks me. Nobody ever does. I usually figure it out ahead of time, and then I nail somebody right before they get me. So we go there. It's like right before the show starts, and I'm outside having a cigarette with Dave Dudley.
And what happened then?
This clown.
This guy.
All right.
Clown.
So, and I've known Dave for a few years, so... Dave comes up to me and he's telling me this story about this guy that lives in Hawaii that does this show about these kids. And they're like, you know, kid sleuths. And they solve urban legends of the Hawaiian Islands.
Yeah, crimes.
And crimes. And then he goes, this is what he says. The theme song is like, cops, kids on patrol. Well, if you don't know, I wrote a cartoon years ago.
What was it called?
That was like that far away from getting picked up. It was called Cops, Kids on Patrol. And the theme was Cops, Kids on Patrol.
And I just added a twist of
the
kids are from each island in Hawaii. It's big in Hawaii. It didn't really make it in the States.
Right. So I'm listening to this and my blood. He said, my face was beat red.
It was, folks.
I was ready to get a lawyer on the phone.
And
Dave's telling me, oh, this guy's making millions off this fucking.
Are you stupid?
Are you serious? Are you serious?
No, I was.
You can't be fucking serious. The first thing he said was, I'm going to sue your friend.
I'm going to sue your friend. He's like, how close are you a friend to this guy? Because I'm fucking suing your friend.
But all right, he was brave.
But he used to work with you. That's why I kept saying his name.
Man,
I was like, why does the name sound familiar?
Yeah, and I was like,
but he gave
me beyond pissed off. Oh, so whatever Dave was saying, whatever name he was saying, I'm not going to out him on here, but the name he was saying wasn't registered with me because I'm like, I've got to get my fucking lawyer on the phone.
I'll say it. My boy Ray, he really set me up. Ray Sobczynski, he set me up to kill Andy. Almost gave him a heart attack. Shout out to Brandon.
I missed
some good dirt. I appreciate it.
He got me good.
I was so pissed off. You were nailed.
Yeah.
And he had to come back inside and tell jokes.
I had to come back in and do my set.
I think I even
Kids on Patrol.
He's like, Dave Dudley.
But yeah, Dudley got me good.
I sat on that for like a week, like 4 or 5 days, thinking about how I was gonna get you out front.
Yeah, and you talked to me before this, before you brought it up, like everything was normal.
I told my friend Chuck too. I said, "Yo, watch, I'm gonna get this guy."
Big Chuck.
He thought, man, that guy looked like he was about to punch you for a minute.
I was pissed. I ain't gonna lie.
Matt Coughlin, Matty, thanks for joining in.
That's like the hit of fun inside.
And Brian Clowder, who actually is working on our logo for this show, and actually did the Jersey Comedy logo that you have on your show.
Oh, yes. Right here.
Yes.
Check it out.
You can check it out. Andy will show you.
Jersey Comedy t-shirts are available.
Are available.
That sounds like I just had a stroke.
T-shirts are
And the B represents
the what's the B?
Is New Jersey's state insect.
Which no one knows. A lot of people know what's the B for.
Well, because they don't know. But I use it because it's like what's all the buzz about.
Don't get stung.
All marketing.
It's all marketing. It's working well.
I thought we picked it because that's like the end of the world when the bees go away.
Right.
Everyone dies.
Well, yeah, that's true.
That's why.
Hello, Lori.
I would have picked
that. Hello, Ro. What did I miss? Michelle, Dave, Dawn.
Because cockroaches adapt to everything. You know what I'm saying? If they die after,
what's the John Harris cockroaches?
You know the world is over.
Yeah.
Because they adapt to everything. They have a little glow on them afterwards, but they'll survive.
All right, so what else are we going to talk about?
Anything else? Man, we came a long way.
I remember. I met John at the club down in Atlantic City.
The old Hideaway.
Yeah, next to the strip club.
Yeah.
Next to the strip club.
Yeah.
John, that was the last club.
I remember one night he came out of there, and John fell in love with this stripper next door named Flopsy.
Yeah.
Flopsy?
Yeah. And I was like, dude, if you're going to fall in love with a stripper named Flopsy, I got to get him out. Were you there tonight?
So the stripper from next door was heckling whoever was on stage and wouldn't shut up. She was like, she's older too.
I was there when the guy in the front row had the gun on him.
Oh, I remember that guy. Yeah. AC Reserve cop.
Yeah.
He's in the front row and went up.
He's like, show stage. He wanted to see his gun.
Oh my God.
And even Butch was there, and he was like, what the fuck?
Jim Grasso. What's up, Jim?
Hey, Jim.
Big Jim, the producer.
Yeah, Big Jim, the producer. That's right. WildfireRadio.com. Thanks, Jim, for all your help in that.
Joe, some equipment here,
and someday I'll learn how to use it right.
So John, this part I think is fine, Jim.
I think it's just the video part.
Jim just tuned in to make sure he made the right decision on cutting this show off the air.
And he is correct. Hey!
Yeah, my designer, James Michelle, thank you.
So
John's doing a podcast, brand new podcast. Tonight's his first night. I'm not going to be on it all the time.
No, he's not.
It's John's show, and it's called Public John. And you can check it out. He's got a Facebook page for it.
Yes.
It's on Wildfire Radio. You can get it on iTunes. You can get it on Google Play.
Correct.
And it's going to be every week, I guess, right?
Yes. Yes, every week, somewhere else, different places, different guests. But I wanted to have Andy on because, and Dave, of course, we're part of Jersey Comedy. And Andy and I have done some traveling together the last year or so. And
You can download the Jersey Comedy app, too.
Yes, true. Yes, we have an app for Jersey Comedy. J-E-R-Z-E-E.
Go on the App Store and put in J-E-R-Z-E-E Comedy, and you get the little video on there.
Yep.
And it'll pop up on your phone, and it gives you all the information on what we're doing. Put John's podcast on there and everything, too.
And it's also on Google Play.
It's working on Google Play. It's breaking my head, right?
So it's going there. So we got big
things.
So yeah,
big things.
Moving on up. Andy was kind enough to come on and be a guest on a TV show that I sometimes do.
Yes.
Over in now it's in Brixton, we're broadcasting. Andy was kind enough to come on, and so was Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, we were on. This is what we filmed our episode.
Same day, I believe, right?
Yeah.
We're usually your first guest because you don't have to pass.
That's true. Well, Andy says he has to pass, he just doesn't.
He doesn't pass. He offers nothing.
That's the key, folks. If you offer nothing, you don't have to give anything, and you can go, but I never said you guys got to pass. Don't make a false promise, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm divorced. There were a couple of false promises there. You too.
Yeah, well.
And you got some.
I'm working on my first divorce.
I was just going to say. And he's halfway home. We did the reverse marriage part.
Yeah. Tara, what's up?
One year anniversary. Congratulations. How many did you go before you realized what you realized?
18.
So you could have 17 more years to go.
Nah, I'm going fast track. I want to be in Vegas telling jokes watching the Raiders in a couple years.
Oh, she won't hang for that. Yeah, she won't hang
for that. To Vegas?
That's the backup plan.
Seriously, the backup plan.
Yeah, get the divorce,
right.
And then go watch the Raiders every week and live in Vegas and do comedy.
You're going to be very disappointed in watching the Raiders.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's my squad, man.
I know.
Yeah.
We just beat the Browns. What's up now?
Wait. Super Bowl Raiders.
We just beat the Browns.
We just barely beat the Browns.
Exactly.
What, 45, 42?
45-42.
I have a defensive.
Hey, man.
We lost by a couple points this week, too.
Yeah, I'm telling you, these Browns are pretty good this year.
Yeah?
You're laughing down.
Now they're
in 3 weeks when the Raiders are back at 500. Because we lost to the Rams.
Yeah.
The Broncos just bagged with the Chiefs pretty well.
Yes, they did. Yeah.
And the undefeated Dolphins at the time. There are only three losses.
Yo, I think
Now we got the Chargers. It gets easy.
Patrick Mahomes.
Jesus Christ.
Already breaking records.
I hate him already.
I hate him
because he's the Chiefs.
They'll fall apart. Andy Reid,
that's true. Andy Reid is fool's gold.
He's going to be Kansas City. They're already pumped up, and then all of a sudden, bang.
That's it. And then all of a sudden, Andy Reid's hot dog roll neck just throws.
When he gains 5 pounds through the season,
the whole team.
You know it's off the chain at that point. Then it just starts getting bigger and bigger.
He's done.
He's a terrible coach. I don't care what anybody says. I can't stand him. I hated him when he was in Philly.
I want you to tell us how you feel.
I hate him.
Okay.
I hate's a strong word. I dislike him. I don't hate anybody.
Right. I was just going to say, I don't hate anybody.
No.
But you do dislike him. Have you ever met him? Have you ever met him?
No, I've never met Andy Reid.
Okay.
Thank God. Why would I want to?
I don't know.
That celebrity shit doesn't get do a thing for me.
Well, shit, I asked you on because you're almost a fucking celebrity.
Well, that's true. Well, I do care about myself, John.
Okay.
I care about others.
That's true. And others care about you.
Right.
Which is...
And you can see the table and everything. I was just so bad to be in the background.
I'll sit and have a cup of coffee with anybody.
Dave prefers being a disembodied voice.
I had to get my trick.
What do I say all the time? I will have a cup of coffee with a bum or a king. I don't care. And everyone in between.
Awesome.
Sure.
Yeah. But you brought coffee just for yourself.
First of all, when do you ever drink coffee?
I drink coffee.
Well, you drink it in the morning, right?
I don't drink it all day.
You're drinking it all day?
I don't.
That's why you're dying.
Oh, yeah.
Because the doctor tells you don't drink coffee, you do it anyway. Oh, and you drink beer.
Yeah, I drink beer.
And your insulin was running low in the pump about an hour.
That's why I drank a beer, because that helps check the insulin.
Oh, really?
I thought it was just part of your set being bad.
No, I didn't make that shit up.
How do you fix
this? Really, I just thought you were being funny. I like soda more than my feet.
I think my big, stupid hand did it. There you go.
Stop. There we go. Okay.
That thing's still actually working. I don't know why you don't do it. It's just going on there.
We could. You're the one who's holding that phone. What do we got here?
Well, because that thing wasn't fucking working.
JP, hey, man, going through? I see it. I see you joining us. I see what's going on. Because we're not getting as many people because I'm not as popular.
Yes, you are. Well, I only got three left. It says three, and there's four here right now.
And it says three.
Well, there you go.
So there we go.
People are
up. Four. I'm taking a lead. This podcast is
you should
really
have that toilet flush sound like on call.
Yes, that's right. We are
in the public.
Are you going to have a soundboard?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Where's it at, man? Where's it at?
It's the first show.
What? No music.
Here at Buster's show.
No, we have music, but we...
It's over there.
It's over there, but we decided to put Dave on camera.
Right.
So.
Yeah. No behind the scenes.
All shows.
Very lovely.
Oh.
Sexy. Oh, godly. It's all
man. We don't even see that.
Man, I did this roast.
I just went off my back home.
Speaking of the very sexy, lovely, there was this freaking model next to me on stage. Talk about forgetting your lines.
If anybody knows a good divorce attorney, please let me know.
Oh, 1-800-ANDY-JOY.
Look me out.
Andy Law. Brian, thanks, Brian. He said he's going to go through a lot of issues in the beginning, but he likes what he sees. So.
Who said this?
Brian. Made a logo for the t-shirts.
Oh, okay, cool.
He's seen a lot of the stuff. So I take your opinion seriously. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it. No more questions for us, though. What's going on with that?
I have no idea. Listen, if you're on here and you want to ask any questions, feel free to ask. I'll answer anything. It doesn't matter.
We have the audience member.
I have nothing to hide. Nothing.
You can tell because he doesn't even hide it when he takes a dump.
No.
He tells everybody everything. Birthmarks. That probably really didn't want to
happen. Jersey Comedy, we do have two shows coming up. October 19th is here at
beautiful
Leatherheads Comedy Club.
It is a nice place.
Right upstairs from the Leatherheads Pub in beautiful Egg Harbor City.
Yes.
That's October 19th. Tickets are available. They will be available at the door. So make sure you get here early because we sell out quick here.
Yes. All right. They're also available on brownpaperticket.com.
Brown paper bag?
Oh, was it? It's brown paper ticket.
Brown paper ticket.
Brown paper ticket.
Ain't no politics on
that. That's your lunch, man. That's your lunch.
You think about your lunch?
Check out October 26th. We will be in Dodge's Market.
In
Dodge's Market.
Downtown.
Elmer. $5 off the door if you wear your hat and bring your sister.
Lynn Edmonds is going to play in that show. Is from there originally.
Is she really?
Yes, she is.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, you let the good-looking one escape anyway.
Yeah.
There you are.
Oh, man.
Your only good-looking woman escaped away.
Oh, no. Lynn, I don't know how I would take that. You got a compliment.
Oh, yes,
again, her family's still there. So
it's great. She knows I'm a huge fan.
Lynn, I would just watch you drink around Andy.
Yeah, occasionally. And don't bring
your coffee. You're confident to perform. Yes, I do.
Yes,
and I will be there.
Oh, there you go.
I'm working on it.
He's working on it. The public service transit buses are going to let him take the bus again soon.
It was at Treehouse Comedy that originally contacted me. Just got to work on a price, that's all.
Ah. That comes down to money, doesn't it?
It does, especially when I'm traveling.
I was going to say, if you're going to Connecticut, always comes down to money. And
Regina, Joanne, what's up? We are live at Leatherheads Comedy Club above Leatherheads Pub in Ann Arbor City on the brand new podcast at Public John right here.
Public John, this guy, Greggy.
This is his new podcast. I'm his first guest.
First guest.
With Dave Dudley.
Dave Dudley.
Dave's here too.
Guest 125.
Hello. How are you? John will do this every week. You can get him on the public. Yeah, look, you can get the Public John on Wildfire Radio, also on iTunes and
Google. Down the one listening here, John.
Yeah, and that's probably me.
You can also watch his show live on Facebook every week.
Yes.
I am not going to be a regular guest on there.
No.
Because I can only take so much of John.
Of this. Yes. And that's why we still get along, because we know our limits.
Right.
But like my mother,
years, it'll be
Westport, Connecticut. Yeah. Westport, Connecticut.
Yeah,
Westport, Connecticut. I'm going to look that up. I'll look it up, and I'll let you know. Michelle, if you know of a place, let me know.
Let him know.
John, yeah. I know you were talking earlier.
We'll back up at it. We'll trap it.
Apparently we're not.
Retired at 65.
Daniel, what's up?
Yes. Dave's pretty good.
Do you plan on continuing this podcast in the nursing home?
Yes. Yes, actually I do. You know how you can... Oh, I don't want to go there. No, I can't go there.
Why?
Because I do it when I...
Oh.
So I don't want to go there. So.
So you don't want to continue to do this podcast?
You know what I mean? So we do what?
You'll continue to do
absolutely. Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, all I'll need then is just a bowl of tapioca.
Well, then you can call the Convalescent John.
That's true, the Convalescent John.
Convalescent John.
Yeah. He'll be here this week.
Live from the home.
And then we'll me and Andy
will
John
be
guests on that show.
Yeah, we'll all be
here. And
will John hold his show this
we'll
week?
We'll have an audience.
We'll have an audience. Half of them will have dementia, so we're going back.
I tried to tell the joke on your show.
You just keep using the same material over and over.
I am. I'm trying to. Because nobody's really remembering.
They're going to be like, who are these guys?
Where's the guy of the week? That guy looks familiar.
And there's a cafeteria inside there, and we still won't get anything to eat or drink.
No job for you.
I'm going to call us John.
We'll get it for you.
But yeah, I'm on travel. So you let me know where you want me to be, and I'll be there. I'll find a place.
How do we get from convalescent John's to travel?
Because I'm getting questions.
Oh, okay. One of us is. My vote for you. Which doesn't surprise me.
Right.
Hey, JP, tell us how your thing went when you get a chance. Let me know. Here at opening. She opened at a performance art event.
Yeah.
Under the studio. A friend of ours who came to the show. Just come to a couple of our shows.
JP Lumley.
Okay. Well, congratulations.
Just down the street.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
She opened up a new Bravo performance, I believe it's called.
What is it, dances or something?
It's a, music, vocal arts, and some theater.
Is it just a theater? Is there room for, like, people to be there? Yeah. Customers?
It's like small, kind of, a small studio. It's half the size of this car.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, yeah, as far as, like, until you contact you guys.
She's a hard worker.
You do know I'm a whore, right? I will play
anyway.
I will perform in your fucking kitchen whenever you want me to.
What about the bathroom?
I'll do the bathroom. And if the pay is there, unlike others,
no problem.
Then yeah, I'm there.
Andy Julius here tonight for free. What a bargain. Hoy, and Dave Dudley. Hoy, who could they do for the price of
life?
Susan Shuler.
Hello,
arch enemy.
Hello, Susan.
questions. We have a little bit of time left, so don't be afraid to ask us.
We're alive. I'm going to say it again. We are live from Leatherheads Comedy Club, upstairs, the Leatherheads Pub. We do monthly shows here. So we're sitting here on John Harris' brand new podcast, The Public Jar.
The Public Jar.
In 5 minutes, we'll be a convalescent John at the home.
Yes.
Hey, John, you never answered.
That's true. I'm very good at that.
And then, you were like,
what was your question?
Kavanaugh just kept going around the answer.
Thank you very much.
She asked what made you mad.
I did say. I said hypocrite.
Yeah,
I guess
I around
hypocrite.
You agreed with me when I said about faith people.
And stuff. Right, I did. I said I'm sorry.
Just read the point of your calendar.
Is that what we're
saying? The point of a calendar. I was going to travel the all right, so I'll answer again. Hypocrite!
Yeah.
I don't like hypocrites. And I'm being, should I say? Let's just say.
You say whatever the hell you want.
I'm saying you're a fuck out woman here. Yeah, I've been waiting for a while to get back on the fucking radio.
Yeah, you're doing great.
I am.
Thanks for stepping in. I could probably leave. We could leave, Dave. Now,
you got a fucking notebook sitting in front of you with nothing written on it. He's prepared for this show. Blank fucking pages. You scribbled out the top 5 points.
I did scribble that.
So professional.
You know what it was? I scribbled my eyes where we were going. I said, Andy's bathroom habits. All right, that's one. Number one or number two? Well, we know he takes his clothes off for number two.
Dave, where are you performing next?
Well, you guys here.
Is that the next show?
That's my next show, the 19th.
So for those of you just coming on, how did I lose my feet like on here? What the fuck?
You must have hit there. It's still there. You must have hit something.
Hi, Liz Murphy. How are you? Liz is great. She's great at the shows.
That's cool. Hey, Peter's on. Peter Haverstrom. Peter, I don't know if I ever sent you in.
Sorry about going on towards the camera.
Dave's pretty excited to be here. Chris Mack.
He used to come to the highway.
Yeah. He came to Naomi's a few times when we were down there.
Okay. He probably was in Naomi's and then I bombed. Like, horribly bombed.
Well, that could be any Naomi performance by you.
It's true. It's not Detroit. Detroit, there's zero love for Naomi's Cafe. We did a Storytellers series with me. We tried it out.
I think my favorite Naomi Cafe show was the one we roasted John.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was great.
We were in the back.
Yeah. That was great.
Michelle Falco.
Yeah, that was almost fun for me. Actually, it was a great guy. Because I didn't know I was going to be roasted.
The pop, that was excellent.
That was a lot of fun when you played my dad at Sharpies.
Oh, that was good, yeah. Nice.
That was great.
Did you see that? No. Oh, wait, did I? I think
you did send it to me.
Yeah.
John basically sat there in the crowd, and I acted like he was my dad. And then all the audience started, believing this guy was my dad.
Right.
And I busted on him, and then he was like, this is enough, this is too much, and he started beating him. And he really played a great role that day. I didn't expect that performance from John.
We went too far. I was good. And meanwhile, Chris Williams.
Yeah, filmed it all the way out.
All of a sudden, he goes, oh, I'm going down the steps, and Sharky's like, I'm out.
Yeah, that was great.
It was great. I don't mean to.
Yeah, so so the storytelling show. So I told somebody about wheelchair and blowjob.
Yeah.
And I am, believe it or not, a published author. You forgot that on my fucking credits.
Yes, I did.
I'm a published author.
He's a published author.
I am. I swear to God, I am.
Okay, what'd you write?
It's the wheelchair and blowjob story. So I dated a girl in a wheelchair.
Did that ever get printed anywhere?
I swear to God, dude, I will send you the link.
No.
Thanks for paying attention, John.
I'm paying attention. I'm just having a hard time believing that. I heard the story.
I'm going to send you the link. I am a published author.
Let's be fine.
You can get it on filth.com. I swear to God.
I need to send you the link.
The story is on there. I'll put the link up later when I'm done.
Awesome.
So you can all read Wheelchair and Blowjob by Amy Julia.
Absolutely.
It's a great read, actually.
It's a great read.
So, it is.
If he does say so himself.
It sounds very interesting.
Very good. So, well, yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing else to do to read my published works.
Published works?
Yes.
All right, it starts to sound a little bit like Shakespeare, and then the title comes out.
There's no Shakespeare.
I'm a published writer of what?
I'm a published writer. I am a published writer.
Wheelchair and blowjob.
Oh, yeah.
And penthouse letters. Penthouse letter.
It doesn't matter if you write about dog shit. If they publish it, you're a published fucking writer.
For real, man.
I can see something about dog shit going on PBS. Yeah. The texture of a Labrador is slightly different from that of a German Shepherd.
So we're live at Leatherheads Comedy Club. It's upstairs at Leatherheads Pub.
Yeah.
Right in Egg Harbor City. We do monthly shows here. We'll be here October 19th.
Yes.
Troy Moore, the great, hilarious Troy Moore, will be headlining that show. Then the following week, October 26th.
What are we doing then?
We take our Dog and Pony Show to Aylmer, New Jersey, at Dodge's Market.
New Dodge's Market.
We will be performing there. Yeah. So check it out. Go on jerseycomedy.com. Go on Jersey Comedy website or the Facebook page. We also have an app now. Get our app, Jersey Comedy app. At the App Store.
Sounds like you're out in Elmer stepping on the devil's toes.
I don't know. They didn't even know about it.
I don't know about
it. Watch it back out there.
Yeah, you know he's always on.
Oh, is Jimmy Lee always on them shows?
Yes, he is.
Oh, the great thief himself.
that bastard.
It's all his original material from Dead Comics. Dead, very famous comics. And he tries to pull them off like in the
third zone. Dice isn't dead yet.
No, Dice is still alive. He tries to pull the Dice look.
Well, you don't like Willie Nelson and Ronnie Dangerfield reincarnated?
On the road again.
His jokes are as fake as his hair color.
Oh, my God. Jet black.
Yeah, that jet black with his... He looks like an exhausted 25-year-old.
He looks exhausted somehow.
Yeah.
It's like Fonzie never grew up.
Well, Fonzie actually is talented.
Ooh, there we go. Oh, so, you can send your remarks
to
feel free to send your hate mail to me. You can send it right to
it's
we're on Facebook Live. You can send it right to Facebook Messenger. No problem.
Why should I be doing it? Oh my God. I'm going to kill her.
Oh man.
What'd she send?
She sent a picture of two of my ex-wives, I think.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Really good. Why should I?
Brian Ewan, what's up?
I know.
And Nikki. Oh boy.
Thanks a lot.
I was going to explain that.
I don't think it's fair for you, man.
You can't explain that.
Yeah, that wasn't.
What?
Redneck women are going to Jones
Community. Speaking of redneck women.
Yeah.
Get ready in Elmer.
October 26th.
We'll
be at Dodgers Market. Our Dog and Pony Show pulls up comedy night. And tickets are $30. You get dinner and you get a show. Or you get either one or the other for $15.
Ooh, that's right. $15.
That's right. And who's performing?
I would be Lynn Evans, hometown girl from Elm.
Right.
Right. Mike Casey from Lyman.
Right.
You.
Yep.
Me.
Yep.
Jay Watkins.
There you go.
There we go. That is an all-star sportsman.
That's right.
I think I'm
high. I know. Ewan, where you been, man? You gotta get Brian Ewan in here and do a show. Brian's fun.
Okay. I'm gonna go with you on that. So,
yeah, Brian did the place down the street with us. That was the first time I met him. He hosted.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember Brian.
Dave remembers Brian. Awesome.
Mimi Malo, hello.
So,
and Sharon, hello.
You're listening to WildfireRadio.com. I'm with Andy Julia and Dave Dudley. I want to thank them both for joining me here on our very first show. You're on the...
We got like 5 minutes left?
We got 5 minutes left, yeah.
Okay.
We are here at Leatherheads Comedy Club upstairs at Leatherhead Pub. And this is the public job, which is... There's a reason for that. And I'm sure someday I'll remember it. When you get a little older, you're starting to forget some of these things.
Yeah, we did a... real quick.
Come here.
Since you brought me on here and you had, you know, nothing on your paperwork there, my friend.
Could we show that again?
So we did.
Clearly, you have no notes at all. Not even what you wanted to base the show on.
Nothing.
You guys.
He's got nothing. Zero.
I mean, he could have brought a newspaper with the material.
Yeah,
it
looked good anyway.
I could have called Preparation H and had a better time.
We did. I had this little place. I think you performed there one time in Folsom.
Sneakers. Right.
Yeah, Sneakers. So,
right?
We did this place.
Yeah,
Sneakers. We did this place, and really all it was a bunch of comics would get together. I would, you know, run the show. And then we'd have maybe, what was the tops, 20 people in that place you could fit in there?
Yeah, it was
It was a really small bar. So we get there, it's our first show there, and the guy that ran the place was a very nice guy, but very unprepared, and had, he liked to say yes, yes, yes without listening. Supposedly he had a sound system, and he did. So he wound up giving us this, like, little box with a wire microphone. It was like a kid's toy to do the show on. And I was like, fuck this, I'm loud enough, I don't need it. So we wound up yelling the whole fucking show. And Brian Newman was on it. It was great. That's a story. That's all I got.
Yeah, I used the shitty little box mic.
Did you?
I did. I've since then, I bought a shitty little box mic.
Yeah.
And
it works, right?
Yeah, it does pretty good.
There you go.
Yeah, it was like a karaoke box, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was a karaoke box. And a microphone was attached. You don't want
the
that
tail stolen. It was the tailgater.
Here we go. We got a question. We'll just see if we can handle it. Peter, with these three great minds, would you be so kind to discuss with us how you would tell your teenage son to go about getting to first base with his girlfriend? Peter, was I at Broadway? Was that you and your son one night? And we talked about that? The Broadway Comedy Club? Okay, what would you do to discuss you?
I have daughters.
I was just going to say. Cinco, right?
I have five, yes.
Five, yes. How would you be so kind to discuss?
I mean, what's your first base?
It's like making out and
stuff. If I had,
getting to first base with his girlfriend. Now, you're a father.
First of all, look.
You should be.
So the question is.
You probably should be disqualified from this.
Yeah, probably.
Because Andy has five daughters. And the first one that would try to go to first base with one of them will never play the game again.
Well, I have two grandkids, so if somebody got to second base, first base, I mean,
they got around the bases, homie.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
That was a good dude, though.
Yeah, okay. Well, see, that's the difference.
I like to think of it like that.
No, don't.
I like to think of it as, like, you know.
I mean, first base is like making out and stuff, right?
Well, yeah.
I don't know what first base is.
I mean, just like going around.
Peter, if you could tell us
what first base is. Smell good. Tell your son. To smell good. You know what I mean?
Michelle Tomko said, be presidential, grab him right in the
right,
face.
Right in the face.
There you go.
That's the home run.
Michelle, as you know, I don't grab the bourgeois.
I either
give it a little fist bump or a low five.
I'm going French with the bourgeois. I say, all right then.
Hi, Joanne. Joanne Sirganakis and her cats.
Yo, Joanne. The cats. All right, Dave, you are newly married, only a year. Congratulations on your anniversary, that was not so long ago. When you guys decide to have a daughter, and when you guys have a son, what are you going to say about how to get to first base?
Well, like I said, all you have to do is smell good.
Yeah, really.
And you smell good, and don't be afraid to go talk to the girl.
My father never
had that conversation. Go talk to
her.
No? No. Mine didn't either.
No, I came home with stuff first, and this is the guy, this is the comedy, this is the truth.
Yeah.
I came home with a list of things that we had to do research on. I was like in sixth grade. And it was ovaries was one thing. And I asked my dad what ovaries was, and he said a box of cereal. And then jeans were like Jordache. That's how long ago this was. Jordache. And intercourse was something you played tennis on.
Well,
yeah. Yeah, you can tell me
that more. That's what I'm saying. I don't know why this is doing that. But Peter did say, trust me, Andy has had more dates than either of you guys. So I know he can answer this question.
What?
About the first base.
You know, when you date, what would you do?
Oh, what I do?
You have dates.
What would I do? I usually just put my hand there and go, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. I got carried away. And then they're usually they're like, oh, it's okay. And then I'm married.
And then
I'm married.
And then you go.
Yeah, that's how it works.
I haven't really tossed the moves in 12 years. I've been with my girl for 12 years, so I'm probably not the guy to ask.
Right.
Good answer. Good answer. We'll just stick around for a few more weeks anyway, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm trying to make it.
Before you get to Vegas?
I just remodeled some rooms. I wanted to enjoy
before
I kicked out. I just remodeled my cat's room.
Awesome.
Remodeled my cat's room.
Would be happy about that.
Joanne would be stoked about the shelves all around the room.
How do we. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
We're well into overtime, but I'm counting editing. But we're going to go about 3 or 4 more minutes.
Oh, okay.
So we get to 105, because we had a rough beginning, remember? All
right, so Peter wants to know, as professional stand-up comics, which we are.
How do you handle your groupies?
How do you handle your groupies? I usually just spin mine in a circle, and they go away, because they're all ladies.
I was just going to say, don't you go ahead and follow the clues?
No, I don't. No, no, that's it.
I guess not. Dave, what about you?
How I'm
you
not like other comics you hear so much about. I don't touch anybody.
Good move on your part.
No, yeah.
Dave, how about you?
I usually just reflect them to a friend.
Reflect them?
Yeah.
Deflect them to somebody else.
Deflect them to somebody else.
Just get them to somebody
keep
else.
Keep it moving. Keep it all business. I'm all business here. All right, Peter?
Be all business. Urban comedy legend. I was trying to make a new word. Urban comedy legend.
I'm trying to see if he's got that written in his notes.
Combined words.
Yeah. It's invisible ink.
Invisible ink. Right there. Combined words, invisible ink. Language disappears. I don't have it.
You don't have it?
Yeah, I'm not that funny.
Joanne said, ha ha ha, groupies. Actually, my mother doesn't like my mouth, so there you go, douche.
Meow.
Dan Farrar, what's up? So, the only groupies I get, honest to God, are old ladies that come up to me and they go,
you want
to
see a picture of my new single?
And she's got a mustache thicker than mine. So, no.
But I'm saying it's not.
I got lucky once.
Once?
John can't see his comments.
You read all about
he doesn't understand how to use a computer.
It's the IT guy, doesn't he?
All right, so we got
IT professional.
Yeah, like a minute and a half left. So why don't we start giving our credits out?
Okay, come see me October the 19th. I'll be right here at Leatherheads Comedy Club. Troy Moore is headlining that night. It's our anniversary show. It's going to be a fun night. Come down. Tickets are available on brownpapertickets.com. And then the following week, October 26th, we take and we ride our horses over.
Yeah!
Bring our sisters down and go to Dodge's Market where we're doing a show. $30, you get dinner and a show. Or you can just get dinner for $15 or a show for
$15. Dang, old dinner and a show.
I suggest the $30. And then you can take your sister out to dinner and you can bang her on the way home and get first base or whatever.
There you go. And that's actually a really nice place for if they hunt weddings.
Daniel Sanders, the show down in Elmer.
Right.
So it is a really nice place. And that little banquet room upstairs.
John's doing damage control because of my mouth.
Because I'm the guy that's got a difficult
home.
I know. Thanks a lot.
I know, by the way.
Don't worry, John. Nobody's listening.
Nobody's listening.
All right, so you can find me on, obviously, on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter under Andy Julia. You can find me on Instagram under Angelot70. And on Snapchat under Angelot9. You can also view, and I will post later. As soon as I get home, I will post my... I'm a professional published author. And I will post it on my page. You can read all about it. It's called...
What's it called?
Blowjob in a Wheelchair.
Blowjob in a wheelchair.
And it's 100% sure I'm a published author because of that.
On behalf of President Trump, thank you for the comment of a podcast. That was it. It was one of his words. Oh, confetti. We go. I think Peter spelled it. Oh, no, it's confetti. Thank you for a confetti of a podcast.
Thank you, John.
No, that was Peter. So
oh, thank you, Peter.
Peter. So thank you, Peter, for
thank
a confetti of a podcast.
Thanks for watching.
We're Dave. Glad to see that our audience was huge.
Pleasure,
Dave.
It's always a pleasure.
Yeah. How can people find you, Dave Dudley?
Don't find him.
There you go. Dave, the novice comic.
Look, I'm here at Leatherheads next month. Other than that, I'm on the underground. I'm trying to
stay
on the
ground.
Yeah, just stay quiet.
A member of the Mold comedy troupe.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's where he wants to stay.
October 19th, right here. We will be right here live.
I will be in a Philadelphia.
Leatherheads Comedy Club.
I'm hosting a Philadelphia showcase this Friday night. You can check it out on Facebook. I'll have it posted. I think it's 16th in Garden, but I'm not sure. I'll put that back up again. We'll be in a comedy showcase on the 12th in Philadelphia also. The Green House, HAUS. I'll be up there as well. And then, of course, the next two Fridays after that, the 19th, our 1-year anniversary here at the beautiful Leatherhead.
By the way, Leatherheads Comedy Club upstairs at the Leatherheads Pub has great food.
They do.
The food is awesome. The drinks are good.
Yeah. They give us a nice price on the drinks for our people here.
Yeah.
So they really take care of us here.
Not me. They charge me full price.
Yeah. Well, we got to make up for the other ones.
Yeah, he charged me full price too.
I get a double shot on the rocks of Jack Hunt.
See, Andy, you're doing it all wrong, especially on show nights. You just say John's dad.
Dad's here, and I had a friend of mine that kept putting stuff on my tab by the end of the night. I had $150 bill to pay. Yeah, it pissed me off. Another friend of his. They were all, put it on Andy.
Put it on Andy.
And he was a comic. Don't get me started.
Oh, that's great.
My head's going to explode. 10 years ago. You fucking jerk off.
When I first started going to open mics, I did that to a guy.
Did you really?
Yeah. And then I wondered.
Oh, here we go.
It's funny when my buddy does it, but it's not.
And then I wondered, why don't they like me? They getting sodas on their tab.
Let's go. For like months.
You're being serious? It's like you're getting sodas?
Yeah, sodas.
Another shot?
Yeah, another shot.
Sodas and wings.
Wait a minute.
It wasn't at that serious, was it?
Nah, it was at the crap room.
I know it was.
Janine Fisk.
Hey, Janetta, how are you?
Janine Fisk Smith, thanks, Janine, for watching. Right, yes, you do need to come
back.
Thank
you very much for watching.
Our host, Andy Julius, is going to sign us off.
This is the show. We're here saying goodbye. It's live people.
This is like the exact conversation that would happen in a bathroom with three stalls. This is the same conversation.
Exactly. The conversation goes on outside between me and Nate. Yeah. Usually involves somebody else walking up. Yeah. And giving us a history lesson about the place.
But can I tell you something? If we're in three that's stalls, right. You should see what happens when Andy's clothes start flying over there. Because he's naked in the stall.
People get weird when I do that at a urinal, too. And I start taking
You start taking off your shirt and shoes and stuff at a urinal?
Yeah. And then I sit on a urinal taking my shit.
Yes!
Oh, I've seen you do that.
Yeah. I was going to say, yeah. That was great. So that wasn't a birthmark then?
No.
No, okay. All right.
But they give you a little free meat inside, so that's nice.
That was nice.
Always nice.
I always thought they called that a cake, a dessert. That was nice.
No, it's a mint. Oh, it's a mint. Is it a mint? It's a big mint. Yeah,
oh, okay. I eat that. Good. Okay. Andy, Julia, thank you very much, my friend, for coming out. Thanks for being here on the very first special podcast for Public John. And it has been less than everything I wanted. And Dave D, thank you, my friend.
You want to know about any of my live dates or whatever, hit me up on Facebook. These two clowns are usually with me.
Yes.
On some capacity or another.
Yes, you can reach me, johnharriscomedy.com. Facebook, also John Harris Comedy, and what else we got? Oh, and now this, the Public John. And also, the Leatherhead Comedy Club has a page, so if you ever want to come out, it's on Facebook as well.
That's right.
For the Leatherhead Comedy Club. So thanks for tuning in to this first one, folks. Spread the word a little bit. We're going to get out of here because we want to pack up and go home. And Andy's got to go down and get out of here.
3 years to pack up this shit.
Yeah.
First fucking podcast.
First fucking podcast. So there we go. And she said it again. Why, Joe Dudek, why are you listening to the show instead of sending
it?
Thanks, folks. Have a good night.